Hello and welcome to episode 23 of the Inner Miami Show. I'm one part of your hosting duo, Brandon Griffin, and with me is Mike Second Leg Longin. How you doing, my man?
That's an interesting nickname. I don't know where you're going with that one, and that might get us in trouble with the YouTube.
I didn't say
centers.
Third.
I mean, for all our viewers know, I only have one leg, so maybe it was applied.
Oh, maybe. No, you showed off your legs on the show before.
I have
the shorts.
I have. And speaking of which, I know we're gonna talk about this later. Mike V came to the GLG tailgate. I saw Mike V. Mike V and I have the identical taste in shorts. We were both wearing capris. It was amazing. Like, I knew he was a fan of the show, but the fact that he already is wearing Inner Miami Show merch, essentially, taken back.
Miami
like,
Show merch.
Taken back.
That's bold.
Kilts and capris is what we're going to start selling.
Well, we could do that. We could do that. Absolutely. But yeah, no, been an exciting couple of days. You know, you guys got us twice last week. I'm sure you'll get us twice this week. And yeah, lots to get into. As we mentioned last episode, Mike and I will be doing a Fort Lauderdale United podcast. So until we get that launch, and obviously right now there's not enough news coming out daily to really make it worth starting that now, we do want to kind of take the first couple minutes and kind of keep you guys informed, because you know, supporting soccer, and hey Joe, supporting soccer is important regardless of where it is. So
first, and by the way, they're getting out there. They were at, there's a, I think it was a shark tournament, well, whatever Davy Sharks put on their tournament, the Fort Lauderdale United team was out there. I think they actually presented the final trophy. So they are making, kind of starting to make them names
themselves. And stuff.
And I remember
when
Inter Miami did all this. Like, I remember when they were at the tournaments, they were showing up. You know, this is
little
how you start
did we
club.
Know they were only at the tournaments to poach players and coaches.
Well, to be fair, that's why Fort Lauderdale United was at the Davy Sharks tournament.
Maybe
they got some players there they're already scouting.
Yeah. But you know, part of the news we wanted to cover today is that they have this really cool promotion. If you're one of the first 954 season ticket holders, you will have your name etched at the stadium. How awesome is that? I can't wait, and hopefully we can get our names next to each other, Mike.
I'm excited because I think we know four or five people that are gonna go right away. Actually, I helped sell like two more memberships this week.
So, yeah, I got a couple of people to commit as well.
I mean,
so
it just seems so, I mean, it's inexpensive. It's centrally located in Broward. If you look at a lot of the complaints we've had about Inter Miami, for the United's listing, intentionally or unintentionally. Sean's asking, for the United has a squad or is it front office people? I know they have ambassadors. Because I know, I can't think of her name, but they've got the ambassador. They've got the beach volleyball woman. Beach soccer. What am I thinking? Beach soccer. I don't think they have a full squad yet. Frankly, I'm still.
I don't think they've even signed a player yet.
Yeah.
In fact, I know they haven't, because we would have seen that on their socials.
By the way, Sean, season one supporters did end up on a wall at what was Drive Pink. I never saw it though, because they painted over it.
Well, that, and we had no clue it was there. They never told us it was there. And then, like, I remember, like, we heard about it. And, like, me, you, Paul, like, a bunch of the people that we hang out with in the Greenlaw game, we sprinted over there. And we get to the wall, and it's painted over.
But paved over paradise and put up a messy sign.
Yeah. So this is an etching. So even if they paint over it, you'll still get to see it. If they spackle it in, then maybe not. But
hey, Sean, yeah, if you were a day one person, your name was on a wall. I mean, we never saw it. So this is people we know saw the wall and swear it existed, and I believe them.
Yeah, I believe there's a photo.
Oh, Jeff's saying he saw it. So, and Jeff hangs out with us in the green lot, so we know Trump. Yeah. Trust him.
Oh yeah. No, there a lot of reputable people have told me that it existed. None of those working for Inter Miami, though, I would like to point out.
But no, I think so. I think this is a cool thing they're gonna do. I love it. They're trying to build out. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. Somewhat, we're learning about the same. Like when we learn things, we're sharing it with you. We're all set to get the show going. We may have already picked a name, logo, picked up some domains, but we're gonna hold off until we get a little bit more before we kind of launch it.
Jeff coming through big. He's got a picture somewhere. If we can get it, it'll be on the show. That'd be awesome. Yeah, because I've seen a picture, but like I didn't, it was on somebody's phone. So like I want to zoom in and find my name.
All right. Well, whoever gets to us, tweet it to us, and we'll broadcast and we'll put on the show. Thursday? I guess Thursday. Well, Thursday, we really don't want to do Friday again. So maybe Thursday.
All right. Thursday might be late.
Yeah, I'm going to do a late show Thursday.
Yeah. All right. Cool. But now on to Inter Miami season ticket holder news.
So I think I'm concerned. This is the definition of be careful what you wish for, right? Like we have been saying we want first right of refusal or right of first refusal. I always forget which order it is, but we've been asking for it. For Leagues Cup, we're getting it, which is awesome.
Kind of.
Club came through, but we all know there's a buck coming. There are no ticket prices being given. They haven't told us the prices are. They could be saying you get right of first refusal and here's your invoice for $1,000 for a supporters group. Like we just don't know. I talked to my rep. He told me that frankly they're waiting on the league to tell them. I love my rep. I believe maybe that's what they told him. I actually don't believe that's true. I'm just going to say it.
Their excuse last year when they priced all the supporters and stuff out of Messi's first game after the fact, if you did not buy in the pre-sale.
Sean saying he saw a small print said CONCACAF prices.
Somebody else told me that too in one of the group chats we're in.
Really? I didn't see that.
I want to give him credit. I believe it was Joe. In our WhatsApp chat.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Like we are
confirmed. Well, confirmed that he said that.
I see tickets are available and prices are subject to change. Oh, yeah. Pricing. No. Hold on, people. I want to be clear. Pricing will be similar to CONCACAF Champions Cup tournament.
Yeah.
Not the same.
I'm gonna throw it similar. Up there. I think we all expected it to be similar. Whoa, how did you? Oh, that was you.
Yeah, so pricing will be similar. I'll be honest, if I think of my ticket prices, my ticket seats now, they're pricing my seats above renewal price, but below new person price.
Yeah.
Sit back and rationalize this and take all my emotion out of it, it's probably a fair price for what at least my seats are. I can't speak.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, everybody who listens to the show knows I will not be there. I'm boycotting for the Open Cup.
Leagues Cup wasn't 120 last year. Before Messi, they were. In fact, before Messi, they couldn't give them away, and they were basically free.
Yeah.
I will tell you.
On the show was sitting dead center in the luge seats, which he paid like, I don't know, $100.
I'll tell you what I paid for him. I don't know why I said certain person. I'm on the show. I was sitting above Kim Kardashian and LeBron. I was in the dead middle, low seats. I paid $180 a seat for those.
Yeah.
Essentially the best seats in the stadium. But I bought them. I bought them just because, cool, hey, we can get a loge experience. It's not a ton more than we're paying for regular season. Like, let's do it and have some fun and we'll enjoy it. And then all of a sudden, we've got it for Messi.
Well, and I feel like also, like, it was like, it was like a like I think they had also said like they weren't sure if they were doing Northwest Club or
right
midfield club. So you're just like, whatever, I'll sit in the most comfortable seats in the stadium.
It'll be an experience.
Yeah. And like Joe Kerr, I paid $28 with fees and resold those suckers.
Oh, so I went to Messi's first. I went to Messi's first. I sold his. I bought him for two games. I sold it for the second, and I paid for.
And you're standing next to me.
Yes, and it was well worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I am glad they're at least saying it'll be similar to CONCACAF. Though, to be fair, there's no binding agreement that means it's similar.
No, but it gives you.
I really wish they'd just give it to us at the price we're paying for season tickets. Like that would be really fair to do.
Yeah, I think it would be. But I think if we've learned anything, we've learned that the team is not going to do that. They're going to make money when they can.
I can't disagree with that, but
yeah,
I can hope, right? But I guess okay.
Yeah, no, it'd be nice.
At least you know I'm paying. Nice. Yeah. We only have one guaranteed home game, and actually, if you think about I'll throw this out there. Let's be positive. We only have one home game in group. And then we have a really bad seating due to how bad we were last year. So the chances of us getting another home game are probably non-existent or very unlikely. So unlike last year, we had to buy four. I think this one should be a little – there's going to be less of them if you're counting that into like what you want to pay for the tournament.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and if you want to support League's Cup, that's cool. But know that you're part of the problem killing U.S. Open Cup. I'm going to throw it in there every chance I get.
supporting the boys.
I'm halfway joking. I mean, it is why we moved out of the Open Cup. But, you know, support your team and do what you feel is right. This is all I'll say. But speaking of supporting the boys, Mike was
okay, at this was awesome. Too. By the way, Jeff was there. So Joe Kerr was sitting with me. And then Jeff was also – I actually never asked if he's Jeff or Jeffrey. I probably should ask him this. I talk to him almost every day. Jeffrey was sitting to my left. He was actually sitting like one section over from Tata. I love this experience. I am actually at this point sad. I've never gone to an IMCF 2B game before. I texted my rep 4:45 on Friday like, hey, can you just throw me through my tickets? I want to check it out. This was old school IMCF matches. Like, if I say there was 1,000 people there, I'm probably doubling how many were really there. You could hear the crowd. You could hear individuals in the crowd. You could hear players. A quarter of the crowd was there for Huntsville. There was a player on that team that I think came from South Florida. I know one of our friends from the Siege was there, and he actually knew the kid. He played against the kid in high school ball.
That's cool.
I mean, it's Drive Pink, right? Or it's Chase, but you're limited to just really the middle four sections of the West Stand. The midfield club is available, but it's all cash. I mean, it's all like they've got hot dogs. I don't think I told you, Brandon. They have the most expensive hot dog I've ever seen for a hot dog and a bag of chips. And the hot dog was not like a Vienna all natural with a custom, you know, roll. It was cheap ass hot dog, cheap ass roll that fell apart when you try to fold it. $13.75.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was I bought it for a friend of mine and I looked at him and I said, that's the most expensive hot dog I ever had. You better enjoy it.
I will say this. Having come from Disney last week, I bought a hot dog for $12. It was this long.
Okay. So that hot dog is better. Did you get it from Casey's Corner?
No, it was in Animal Kingdom, the Dino Lodge.
Oh, that's a good one. By the way, Sean, $13.75. Don't forget that change before tax. And they also did ask me 15, 20, or 25% tip. So other than the hot dog, it was a great experience. I loved it. Seeing the boys was absolutely amazing. You know, Kramaski was out there. I think I'm trying to remember a couple of our first team guys were out there.
That's not bad. Joe said a 12-ounce beer was $6. That's not terrible.
Yeah, the hot dog was really what kind of threw me off. Yeah, at least the popcorn was $9, but came in that nice like pink
big
bucket. Yeah. But it was like a reusable bucket. It was nice. It was just the hot dog. But overall, like, it was just a great experience. I've already, I already asked for all my tickets for the rest of the season. I'm going to go to more. Nobody, there was no supporters there, like supporter groups, no music. No one had flags. My belief flag was there. I've asked for a siege flag so we can fly a siege flag. So definitely come out and try it out. It's a great afternoon. It costs you nothing if you're a season ticket holder. Even if you're not, it costs barely anything. I am trying to find out if you can, you know, how you can handle groups, because I'm trying to see if I can bring my son's soccer team to it. Yeah, free. Joe just threw this out there. Free parking in the blue lot. So if you want to, and you get to go through the blue lot entrance. So if you want to see how the other half lives, this is a chance to do that as well. Yeah, we had Kamashi, Hall, Morales, and Casas. We're all out there. It was good. It was nice. Fun. And we won.
Which is something that doesn't happen often.
No. There was a red card involved.
Oh, shit.
By the way, we were chatting. And we were having a nice time. And I didn't realize the red card had been given out. And then so Jeffrey had got me on to FootMob, FotMob, FotMob, the app. And all of a sudden I get a ping from it.
What?
I wasn't using it. Okay. Mike, apparently told every game, every show now,
there's a revelation.
Yeah. I wasn't using it. I was just using ESPN. I've always used ESPN. So big change.
Disney, you're always Disney, I guess, huh?
Yeah. All right. I was going to talk about Kamashi when we got into the upcoming game. I'll say it here. He's not there yet. You saw the bursts of that skill set we know he has, but his passes weren't crisp. They were off. The touch wasn't there. He only played the first half, which tells me he's probably going to be on the bench coming up for the next game. Like they're going to consider him for the first team. And I know I argued with Branson at the last show, or I think it was two shows ago, if Kamashi should play. He's clearly not ready yet. So Branson gets a point. We'll 1 point for Branson. We should have a little scoreboard that we keep up here in the show.
You wouldn't like that after very long.
I always like winning. I won last week. But yeah, he's not ready yet. I don't know what's up with it, but it wasn't what we wanted to see.
See, this is the type of comments that we live for. Vice City Lucas. I don't know what's hotter, Brandon or the Black Herons kid. Definitely the Black Herons kit.
There's a reason why I'm wearing this kit today. We'll cover this when we talk about Wednesday's match.
But there's all a about capitalism. No, I don't know.
Dulce Cero, man. Dulce Cero. That's what we're about. We're going into this match. We need some stripes. Americans show them Dulce Cero. That's what we got to have.
Oh, happen. Boy.
Oh. And so I don't think it's going to, but I'm going to be positive.
Yeah. Go for it, man. Do it. I hope it happens.
A drawing board. That seems so simple. I wanted to go bigger. Get a little more.
That's a throwback. You can tell that's a day one listener. Remember your drawing board thing with Tata?
Oh, you know what? I've got a soccer drawing board. I'm making a note to bring it up for shows, and that's going to be our scoreboard going forward.
Let's do it. We should have a separate camera just on the scoreboard.
So no, I'll hold up, everyone. It's going to be pardon the eruption. You know, he makes up the score as he goes along. This is happening. Like we are modifying the show as we go.
Mike just made a note. You know it's serious.
Mike V, you're late to the show. You've already gotten points for your amazing choice of shorts. We've called you out as just wearing Inter Miami show merch in your shorts. Mike V was there. Mike, we were going to put your picture up. We didn't know if we had permission. I got to ask you next time. But it was awesome seeing you. Awesome having a drink with you. Right at first refusal, you got to trust them. But we did know that, Lucas and Joker pointed out that it does say in the fine print they'll be similar to CCC's pricing, but who the hell knows what similar means?
Similar means like, they'll be within 50% or so.
Kamashi is similar to Messi. They both play soccer about the same height. Okay, that's about it. But you know,
I was wondering where you're going with that. You lost.
They're both Argentinian. I got three.
Oh, there you go. Congratulations.
Yeah. Point for Mike.
I don't think you get a point for that.
Okay.
But anyway, moving on. Like, let's get into the Colorado game. So our starting lineup, we had Callender in the back. Negri made his return to the first team, starting at left back. Allen and Saylor in at center back. Ruiz at right back. Gressel, Toto, Sunderland in the midfield, and Afonso, Campana, and Borjolin up top. Definitely not the lineup I think anyone was expecting. And I think my text to Mike was, wow, this is bad.
I think if we take a step back, 10 of these players aren't a surprise in this lineup. I think everyone but Borjolin makes sense from the idea of you. All that matters is Wednesday. This game is a tossable game. Borjolin is as right wing. And honestly, he wasn't even playing right wing. I don't even know who he was playing. He was so.
I had trouble figuring out what a lot of the players were playing, honestly, because it didn't play like this at all.
So I'm going to just pick on Borjolin because I noticed it. And Joe and I were sitting next to him in my normal seats. So my seats are west side, 18-yard line. He was inside the defensive 18 a lot. Like, he looked more like, I think I said to Joe, I think he's playing more like a midfielder, which is not his strong suit.
No.
Like, that was just, I know your view is probably different because your camera view, but that's just what I saw from my view.
No, that's kind of what I saw too. Like, he was kind of, I don't want to say he was playing the messy role, but like, it kind of was, because he kept dropping back, and like, I wasn't crazy about I wasn't crazy about anything with the lineup, honestly. Toto in the midfield worried me, because that's someplace
I didn't realize before. I didn't realize for the longest time Toto was on the field, and then when he was on the field, I didn't realize he was a midfielder. Like, again, we couldn't figure
out. It was weird.
But here's the weird thing. We should have left that half 0-0. Saylor makes a boneheaded move. Like, I've watched that tackle multiple times.
Yeah, that penalty was pretty bad.
But I'm going to give Tata, I guess, credit here. If his whole game plan was survive the first half, win in the second, he actually accomplished that game plan. We should have been 0-0. At worst, we were 0-1.
Well,
we got out of the half exactly where he probably wanted us to be. Okay, begrudgingly admitting this, that if that was the plan, he did it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But I also thought, like, we had the opportunity to probably be up at the half. I thought we kind of wasted some really good opportunities in front of goal. You know, in the first half alone, I think I counted 7 or 8 shots, with I think only 1 or 2 actually like challenging the keeper. So we were getting in the positions, but it probably kind of boils down to, you know, this is like our, what do we want to call this? Like C+ squad.
Yeah. I think the one concern here is team. The one concern here is Gressel's got to be tired, and Gressel's a first team guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's here playing the full, he got subbed out eventually, but he's put a lot of minutes on his leg. That was kind of my one concern in the first half. I'd say the other concern I have, we can't afford to be giving up points right now. Like, we can't. No. I know we're so you can look at this, right? We're 8 games in, which is basically a quarter of the season now. At a points per game level, we were 8th going into the game. We actually moved up to 7th based on 1 point, which is kind of crazy in itself. But we're just barely in the playoffs at this point. I know if you go to MLS.com, we're at 2nd or 3rd. It looks great, but if you look at points per game, which is the real measure when you have uneven games played, we're not there yet. And as we get into talking about the second half, it was clear to the team they didn't take this game seriously. And I don't know what's said in the locker room. The manager is the one who's been setting that pace. But as you watch the stars come into play, they weren't playing to win. They were playing to have fun.
It almost looked like they were playing just to get the minutes in.
Yes, it
almost seemed like a walkthrough for them, which, listen, they have a huge task ahead of them Wednesday, so I am not like fully against that thought.
I just accidentally banned Mike V.
What?
He made a Chelsea comment, so I just put him in timeout. I figured.
Oh, whoops. Mike. You better figure out how to undo that.
I hope it's just for a few seconds.
No, Mike V was banned and their comments were removed.
Oh, don't talk shit about Chelsea.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Oh.
This is why we do our show. Ooh. Live.
Wow. So, Mike wanted a live show and now he's banning people.
Oh man, we're gonna have to figure
this out. You probably have to go through YouTube and undo it. I'm gonna guess.
CT Studios.
Yeah, Jeffrey's right. That's 10% of our viewership. It might be more.
I thought it was a joke. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna ban him for 30 seconds or something.
It's not even like you have his number. You can't even text him and be like, hey.
I'm gonna have to tweet the dude. We're sorry. Anyway,
since Mike's knocking people off. I wasn't impressed with really anybody's performance in the game outside of, I thought Ruiz, Afonso, and Negri were probably my three stars of the game. I had this thing with Negri where I remembered he was good, but I also was kind of like, that was a long time ago. Was he just good because the rest of the team was so bad? Or was he really good? And he was great.
I think Scotty V said the same exact thing that you just said out there, which is,
yeah,
we all remembered him as being good, but it was so long ago. We all kind of questioning, was it really good or not?
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you for it. Cause I knew there was a tweet that went out that I was like, yeah, that kind of sounded like it. That's what kind of got me thinking is that tweet. I think Ruiz, and we'll get into it later, Ruiz put in a hell of a performance. And I think he kind of just showed like, hey, like I got some sins to atone for is what that performance kind of told me about.
He did. I think my one problem with Ruiz is people aren't realizing he was the pass that set up the second goal against. It was everyone get blamed Alba for it, but I think it was Alba to Ruiz, and Ruiz was the bad pass that basically put us in a goal scoring opportunity against us, which is unfortunate because it was just a moment in a game. And frankly, kind of going back to what I said earlier, I'm still trying to figure out how to unban Mike. Messi, Alba, Busquets, they didn't play to win. They scored those two goals in 5 minutes. They frankly could have scored in our five or six goals and just weren't trying.
I thought they absolutely could have as well. And they were just kind of going through the motions. Like it just wasn't, I don't know. Again, and I said this to you in our group chat, and I didn't, obviously I haven't said that here, but I think what will tell the difference is if we go into Monterrey and we come away with like a 3-1 win or whatever it is, just enough to advance and move on, I think we'll all look back and maybe feel a little bit better about getting a point in this game because we moved on. But that's a big if. Like, I mean, I am very clearly on record as saying, like, I don't know if it's possible.
I we'll cover that in a second. I agree with you. If we get through this, this is a footnote that no one cares about at all. We went down to Monterrey, we won. Most likely that's not going to happen, and this will be remembered. And if we are in a position in September where it's looking like we might not make the playoffs, this will be really remembered. So, yeah. I mean, history is written by the winners. We got to see if we're a winner, it'll be written in a way we want to do it. If not, it's gonna be bad. I think kind of saying it, it's the other standout, by the way, is Chelo. Chelo is really good. Like,
yeah. I do have to say this, Mike. We can stop trying to figure out how to unban somebody.
Yeah, you can't undo it.
You can't do it. Not for this stream. He can join another stream. Oh, Mike.
Yeah. I feel really bad about this. At least you were wrong.
You're just trashing Ryan Saylor for making a boneheaded play. That's the podcast equivalent of an unknown goal right there. The guy goes out of his way to meet you and you throw him out. Oh, but yeah, I mean, you know, for those of you who don't know, like real quick, like it was a 2-2 draw. We did see Messi return. Messi scored a goal. And yeah, I mean, I personally thought like us only having two goals in that game was a bit ridiculous. I think we probably should have had three or four.
I want to talk about something else in the game, and because I literally was on Facebook looking at this, like the pitch invasion is really kind of getting to me. Because it's just this absolute disrespect to the players and to the team. And I really think the club should be doing more to not necessarily to prevent it, but take away the benefit of it. So the girl who did it, she live streamed it, got it on Instagram, and now it's all over Instagram. And since she was technically trespassing as she did it, I am sure the club is within their right to demand that it's taken down. And I don't think they're going to, because I'm sure it's free advertising for Messi in the club and blah, 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 blah. By the way, Joe's saying that girl's posting. I'm not worried about them posting, people posting of her doing it. It's the stream that she took. Like, she shouldn't be able to get a benefit from interrupting the game.
Yeah, but that's the problem is it's so hard to get like social media companies to comply with something like that.
Like, oh, a cease and desist on a trespassing charge is, I've had enough YouTube, Instagram accounts banned, commented. Like TJ, I don't know if you know, if I don't tell a story.
He's TJ, back.
Yes, he's back. Mike, you're back. We're so happy you're back. I'm so sorry. It was an accident.
Mike V, Mike L owes you at least one or two drinks next time he sees you.
Yeah. So kind of a story. TJ had FC 24 as a beta, and the fine print that somewhere it said, don't put YouTube on YouTube.
It wasn't in the fine print, by the way. There is a giant thing on the screen that says, do not post publicly.
Okay. Well, TJ and his friend were just filmed a little YouTube thing, thought nothing of it. Within like 2 hours, TJ, the kid's YouTube was banned. TJ was banned. Like, I had to talk to the parents involved. It became a whole thing. So I have no doubt that if Inter Miami lawyers put together cease and desist letters specifically to her account, they could do it. And I want to point out a couple things here. It's like,
so what was it streamed on? It was streamed on Instagram, right?
It's on her account on Instagram.
Right. So YouTube is very different than Instagram. YouTube is very proactive in things like that, where Instagram, you're probably going to have to like, you're going to have to jump through a lot of hoops to do that. And by the time you do it, it's not topical anymore.
But I think you still should be trying to do something, because a couple of reasons. First off, it's dangerous to Messi and the players, right? Like,
well, it is. And I don't want you to think I'm arguing because I think it should happen, because I definitely don't. But what I'm saying is, The impact of the viewership and stuff is like, boom, it's in that moment. It's for a day or two after, and then it's gone. So by the time you can get around to taking that down, like, it's not.
But that's what they're doing it for. They're doing it for that momentary street cred.
Right. But
they're,
what I'm saying is, like, there's nothing the team can do about that. I don't think
you can say
not
you
quickly.
You can. I mean, there's things that could be done. Things like, if you do it, your account will be permanently removed and things of that nature.
But Inter Miami doesn't have the right to do that. That's an Instagram account.
They can demand at the very least the video is taken down. It's not nothing. Because it was illegally
attained.
In the
middle of the night on a Saturday game.
No, I know. There's no way they can get a lawyer to do it before. But it's still, I get that, but it's still up today. People were still sharing it all day today. And now we're on Monday, where you can't stop
Once they take it down, like let's say they took it down today or tomorrow, like that girl's already gotten the benefit from it. Like there's nothing.
So Joe's saying stop her from getting the field, get real scared. You can't stop this. You've seen this happen in Champions League level matches. Like there's always somebody can hop. To be fair, drive pink, it's easier. But it's more of you got to find ways to make it hurt that you don't even think about doing it. Not the I'm going to stop it up front. But yeah, it really bothered me. And I think the second piece that I want to say is it affected the game, right? Like we might have lost time to try to get that last goal. I'm not saying we would have. But I think that's just an issue that, you know, I was on Facebook earlier and someone's like, oh, look at this girl's fight. Someone on the Inter Miami CF fan page celebrating this girl doing it. And I'm like, that is the wrong message to be sending.
I mean, I don't know.
This was a tiny, you know, rant.
Unfortunately, I think Mike V and Sean kind of both have in the chat kind of have what the only way to prevent it really is. And that's the stupid fences that people put around the fence, around the field in South America, because there's no other way to stop it. And like, I just don't know, because that video is going out like right away. Like, I just don't know that there's anything fast enough.
It's a fair point, but you have to, the club should be looking at ways to make this hurt, that someone goes and does it and like, okay, I'm gonna get my 5 minutes of fame, but I'm also going to be writing a check to Inter Miami for the next 10 years. Like something along those lines. Yeah, and as I'm saying, I recognize how hard it is, but
I just don't know how you can, unless they put a provision in the tickets. I don't know. You know, when you buy them, but then when you buy the ticket secondhand, like that kind of doesn't apply because you can't read the small print.
Right.
So, you know, I think, and unfortunately, if you go the legal route, you're really,
remember, it does say, it says someone all around trespassing will be prosecuted, but I don't think the club has done a good job of is kind of putting up the signs for if you're prosecuted, here's what you can expect.
Yeah.
That we had two pitch invaders.
Yeah.
This game.
And that could be that could be a solution, because if you're telling them up front, like, hey, you're subject to like a $30,000 fine and like, you know, jail time, like you're going to think twice before hopping that rail.
So I saw a Reddit thread a couple of years ago about a guy who had someone illegally parking on his lawn. And the cops go, listen, technically there's not much we can do about it. But if you make your lawn for rent and set a $30,000 rental fee, well, now it's theft of services. And there's a lot more they can do. So like they could make it that if you want to play in that field, it costs, I'll just make it a number, $20,000. So anyone caught on it is going to immediately has to pay that fee.
But here's the problem with that, Mike. You would find where it's listed and you would pay to play on the field at the same time that the game's going on.
There's, well, there's a scheduling thing. They can work it out. But good point. when you run naked to pitch invade so that we get our 5 minutes of fame so we can afford to then do it right for the second time, we'll be good.
Oh, I don't know if anybody wants to see that shit.
Sorry, I know it's divergent, but like it was just it right before we jumped on, I saw that Facebook post and there's a lot of people in the comments going, why are you celebrating this? This is bad for the team. Like a lot of the fans had the right idea, but there's definitely that subset that thinks this was a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of idiots out there. So
squatter rights on the IMCF field.
This is where you see like Joe pop out of like a hatch in the middle of the field and be like, I've been here like 4 years.
Why does Joe now sound like an Oompa Loompa?
I don't know. Anyway, just to wrap up the Colorado match, it is worth pointing out that we did have players on the team of the week.
Did we really? I didn't even see this.
David Ruiz. David Ruiz made the starting team, and Messi made the bench.
Okay, hold on.
That's why I cringed.
The guy
said, "Oh, he was terrible."
the guy who got a red card 3 days prior made team of the week.
Isn't that crazy?
That's got to be a new record for MLS.
You know what though? I think what that probably shows is that I would hope that the leaders in the locker room took him to the side and was like, you just got to get over it, man.
Oh, I agree.
And move on. And I think that's probably what happened. And he was probably, because like we've interacted with David Ruiz a little bit and we know someone who was a teacher of his in high school. And they say he's a good kid. He's been nice with us and very like.
No, you remember, we had the awesome, debate. So. We actually debated this in the last show of what we should do with David Ruiz. I was the one to say put him back on the field. Kind of, you don't have a choice.
I said when bench him.
And you said bench him. And so when I saw him on the pitch starting, I had the same thought that clearly he made amends. I had heard that he felt like shit. Like, he knew what he did. He was moving past a young kid. Tata's completely supported him. Mm-hmm. Tata completely backed him up and said it was a young kid, super move. So it seems like the right thing. I just didn't think David Ruiz had that good a game to make team of the week, if I'm going to be perfectly honest.
I thought he did. I thought he absolutely did. You know, and maybe
also he's playing right back.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, two players team of the week, and one of them Mike said wasn't very good earlier on. So, you know.
It's just too, I mean, if we're just gonna throw out team of the weeks, I thought Alfonso had a hell of a game. And it's kind of the second, like he came in, made an impact, had the gold. Like I would have rather seen him up there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if he was team of the week. Great.
But it come was on, Messi played for 45 minutes, scored a goal, and you make him team of the week. That's no different.
Yeah, Alfonso, but they're gonna put his name on there regardless.
I know.
You know. But I will say this. Well, maybe I won't say it on, because I know some people who have ordered these already.
Oh, come on. You gotta show the clip right here.
So, okay. So, and this might be something we incorporate into the show. Mike and I have not talked about this, but Mike and I are collectors. We collect collect cards mainly, but merch and memorabilia and stuff. So Topps Now, for anyone who doesn't know, is like with Major League Baseball, it's a daily thing. With MLS, it's a match week thing. So after every match week, they put out cards capturing the top moments in MLS. And so in the game where Suarez scored the two goals, he got a card. And so I've got it and pulled it. And so what they do is they throw in parallel cards. And so this is card number one out of five that were made with this parallel. I don't have the other two here. I've been really good with this, so I've been nailing it. But Joe Kerr says I shouldn't tell anybody what I'm going to say next, but I'm going to do it anyway because I think it's awesome. And if this kid sells like 1,000 Topps cards, I would absolutely love it. So yeah, there are some Inter Miami ones. I would say if you buy the Messi ones, you're probably not going to get a parallel just because of the amount of people that buy those cards, but it has happened to people we know. Alfonso got his first card and
I'm buying his first, as we're sitting here, I've been basically cut off on spending on this stuff, but I will buy his card because that's also a card.
Oh yeah. One of these is yours, by the way.
Oh, thank you. These are cards that, like, especially for younger, newer players, you'll see them in person at some point and you can get it autographed. And then I think I always think that's cool. I had one of those special Inter Miami moments was, I don't know where you're going, but one of the special Inter Miami moments I had was I had David Ruiz's card had come out. Like, David Ruiz had a great game last year. I got his card. I'd gotten it from the mailbox as I was going to the game. Bring it to the game, and he's walking. I'm like, hey, David, can you sign this? He goes, what is it? I go, this is your card. He had never even seen the card before. So it was super cool to have that moment to share David Ruiz's first card with David Ruiz, and then he signed it. I actually felt bad I didn't have one for him. Like, yeah. I think next time I'd make sure I had one for him.
So I don't have them, but Joseph last year when he broke the scoring record or broke, what was it, like 100 goals or
100 goals.
They made a card for that, and I got it signed by Joseph. That was really cool. And I got Campana signed one for me as well.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of them signed. what yeah. I'm looking for now is the other card they released today. I'm trying to see if I can find it, get it real quick, and then
it's a messy one. It's
no, the card we were all joking about.
Oh God, I think I could pull that up real quick.
Like this, you know, we give Inter Miami a lot of crap for trying to nickel and dime us and take advantage of us, and it's absolutely deserved, not to take it away. But the card Tops dropped today.
I have it up.
You have it?
Yeah, let me
just share a third screen and just share that one thing from the third screen. This is the most money grabbing thing I've seen in a while. And again, I'm an Inter Miami fan, so like the bar is very high.
I will say this. You only collect or soccer cards. So this is, I was not surprised when this happened. So this is the card that they released today for Tops now. We all got emails about it.
For those who can't say, it's the Eclipse. They did a playing card.
2024 Solar Eclipse.
Tops now card. And there's going to be parallels that glow in the dark, which honestly is kind of cool. $9 a card or $80 for 25 of them. Cool. Though I was trying to convince one of our collector friends to do this so they could get the parallels.
Because I'm convinced if you buy 20 of these cards, you're going to get all the parallels. But yeah, you know, kind of derailed it there, but that's for the
let me see
that's what we do is we collect.
Can I hold on, Branton? Can I share a screen real quick? I've got something interesting. How do I present?
Click present.
Share screen. It's gonna let me do it. What's that? Good.
Oh,
it's the wall, people. I am sharing the wall right now. Jeff just messaged me this. Actually, my message a little bit ago, 9:42.
Oh, and there's his name up at the top.
So the wall right did the exist. Tree. I don't know if Sean's still watching, but Sean, there is a wall to prove that it did exist.
Wow. I don't see me anywhere. I'm disappointed now.
I don't see me either.
I see several people I know.
I'll take a second to look.
Cool. That's neat.
So I'll stop sharing, but we are real time pulling stuff up today. This is as live as it gets. We've randomly banned one of our main viewers. We're pulling stuff out.
Yeah, we banned 25% of our studio audience. moving right along. Messy second leg against Monterey coming up on Wednesday. I kind of peeked in a little bit on Monterey's game this weekend against Cruz Azul. I think Monterey, very much like us, is preparing for this game. They didn't play a ton of their starters. Outside of the guys who are suspended, those guys did start. But yeah, I think they're going all out for us.
So just a reminder to our fans, our viewers, listeners, we either have to win 2-0 to just overcome the chances of a tie, or if we tie, we have to score at least 2 goals. So to 2-1 puts us into extra time.
Well, but if we score
2-0, we win. 2-1, we go to extra time. 3-2, we win.
But they're ahead 2-1 on aggregate. So if we draw 2-2, they win. They move on.
Sorry. We can't draw. We have to win. Yeah. We either have to win by 2, or we have to score at least 2 to tie, 3 to win. So it's 2-1. So 1-0, we lose. 2-1, we tie. 3-2, we win. Or 2-0. I just can't help but notice, as we go down to Mexico, as an American soccer fan, a 2-0 win would get us through. So I am channeling all my Dosicero energy and hoping for that. Because God knows the only thing we can hope for it.
I didn't know where you were going with the U.S.
Yeah, that's why I want the U.S. kick, because 2-0 very specifically gets us into the next leg. So we are Josie settling this one. I'm realistically, 3-1 loss.
Going to be kind of
where my head is at. Yeah.
Hey, that's what I said last week, and you were like, I don't think so.
Now we on the plus side, this is the most competitive team we've ever fielded. Essentially, that's going to hit the pitch.
Oh yeah.
You know, we don't have Redondo, which is sad, which is kind of upsetting, but
that hurts.
The big four all playing, our new right back playing, Gressel in form playing, kind of thrown out there. Expect Freire, Toto, center backs, Cello and Alba finishing the four. We'll run a 4-3-3, I'm thinking. In the middle, Busquets,
Gressel Gomez.
I'm just trying to think of who's going to be up top. Messi, Suarez. Who am I missing?
Well, Robbie Taylor would be there, but probably won't be. Yeah. We could see Afonso.
Oh, that could be seen. He's playing pretty well.
He has that speed that Robbie Taylor has. He's probably not as good on the ball. He's definitely not as good on the ball as Robbie Taylor, but I could see.
Yeah,
I could see that. I could see him up top.
I think if Kramashi had been in form, we might have seen Kramashi there. But
I'd be surprised.
And he would have come to midfield and Gomez would have gone there.
I could see him on the bench.
He's not going to start 100%. Yeah. He'll be on the bench, I think. The other option would be Gomez at left wing and then play an additional midfielder.
Sunderland is really the only guy you'd be able to throw in there with the Ruiz suspension.
Yep. Noah and Saylor on the bench on defense. Yeah. Sunderland, if he's not starting, will be on the bench. I think this is a pretty complete team we're seeing. Afonso subbed out. I haven't seen an injury report about Afonso listed. So I don't know anything more than I think anyone else watching. I wasn't super active on Twitter today. It was kind of a busy day at the office. I this will be a pretty complete team. This is a team that's built to play in this tournament. But going down to Mexico and winning while down, which means we have to take chances, it's going to be tough. I'd say if we're competitive. Oh, Rand, we lose you?
No, my headphones died. I forgot to charge them, so I just had to turn on my speakers. So I'm here.
Do you think they play Avilés in mid with Boosie? Maybe. But who would be the other center back? Kristoff's injured.
I think that leaves us a little too thin. I could see a scenario where either Alba or Negri are pushed up into the left wing position.
Oh, that's who I'm forgetting. Negri. Yeah, Negri could be left back. Yeah. Or Negri is left back and put up Alba up there. I could see that.
Yeah.
We saw that a little bit yesterday.
Really, they're both very good in the attack. I could see both happening.
I'm tough. I'm just thinking, okay, well, that doesn't make sense. But this is, let's just put it this way. This was the match this team was built to go play in. And there is some like, I know throwing out there and being kind of pessimistic on what I think is going to happen. I think mostly that's because we're going in there and we have to win, which makes us much more open for the counter. I think if we win this game, whoever our starting center backs are man of the match. Like that's if we were able, because if we're able to survive against Monterrey in Monterrey with a need to win by 2 goals, our center backs really did their jobs. Whoever starts, which is probably Freire and Toto, if they have bad games, there's no chance we win this game.
Yeah, and I mean, I think what we saw too is like Toto was putting Vasquez in his pocket.
Yeah.
During the first game. So it'd be interesting to see if we continue to see that, because I thought Toto played excellent for most of that game. And so hopefully we see the same thing happen. Because to your point, like that's the only way we win is the defense plays lights out. And I think the more I think about it, the more I think if we put Negri in at left back and move Alba up, I think that gives us probably the best chance defensively that we're going to have.
I as you were saying that, I was thinking the same thing because Negri's going to stay home more.
Yeah.
And help protect the counter.
Well, Negri, I think Negri's a better defender.
Right. That's why I'm going to stay home. He's going to defend more. He's we're going to get beat. If we allow them to counter on us, we're going to get beat. We have to protect against the counter. It's just that simple. And we got to protect set pieces really well. And there is some concern I have here as I'm saying this is with all the rotation we've done recently, how much of these guys really practice set piece together as a group and how much do they really understand their assignments? Because
I think
is where we get burned a lot.
But I think with the first team, because really like this is the first team that'll be out there, I think they've played together a lot. I think they've practiced together and I think they'll be all right with set pieces. I'm more concerned with a young guy like Toto not positioning himself well in a defensive set piece.
That's what I'm talking about is just remember, I don't, whatever four we put out there, this is only gonna be their second or third game they played as a four. Because remember, at the back four, just to start out with set piece defense, our midfield is gonna be different too. It's like all these guys have not played many minutes together on the same field at the same time, pitch at the same time.
Right.
That doesn't pack set piece defense.
But I think set piece defense is a lot. I think with your backs, your left and right back, I think you can get away with set piece defense with them not being as familiar because you're really going to want to have like Busquets and you're going to have Busquets, your center backs. Not really Suarez, but I mean, yeah, Suarez
is required because Messi doesn't come in for set pieces.
Yeah, because you kind of need, even though he's not the tallest striker, like you kind of need the height.
Right.
Those guys, and then you kind of see the right backs maybe not so much centrally in the defense.
Gomez
needs to be like aggressive. Yeah. Like I think because of the, we're talking about the two backs, I think we might be all right. If we were talking about two center backs who had never played together, I think we could be in some trouble at that point.
It's a fair point. So I'm hoping for a 2-0 win.
Putting Alba, Allen, Freer, Toto, Cello,
Busquets. 3-5-2? No. Do you want to lose? You must be trying to think your Tata. This is Tata.
Oh, no, you have to look at the, I missed the previous comment.
Oh.
He's going to play 5-3-2. I thought it was a series.
Serious.
But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a daunting task. I mean, if we have the firepower to do it. Suarez is in great form. Messi, obviously, we saw he scored the goal. Kind of, I thought it was pretty effortlessly. Like, he kind of was playing around. And so with that, like, I think you can go into this game and there's a path, right? There's a path that we can make it through and win. But where I'm worried is when it comes time to make the substitutions. Because when you start subbing out this starting 11, that's when you start running into some issues because you're pulling out, like, let's say you pull out Toto for Sailor, that's a definite downgrade. You put in Noah Allen in at one of those center back positions because he doesn't have the height and Monterrey strikers are very tall. That's going to hurt.
But the good news is Tata's not going to make subs. We've seen this. He's going to let these guys wear out until there's nothing left.
Yeah. Well, I've said this multiple times that I do 100% believe that if we crash out of CCC, Tata's seat is going to be very hot. I don't think he gets fired right away, but I do think that if we have a bad run of form in the season, when it's convenient for the team because their replacement choice is available, I think that's when they just say, "Hey, we're not going to keep him around.
So we'll get him loose." So I only want to go a few more minutes because I got to crash early. Yeah. But I just want to point out, we're flying to West Coast, coming home early Thursday morning. Then we're going back to Central United States to go play SKC.
Do you think we come back? Or do you think we just go to Kansas City? We've done that before.
I guess we could just go to Kansas City.
Yeah. I think that's still probably more likely, or stay a day in Monterey and then go.
I don't know if they'd want to stay a day in Monterey, but go early to Kansas City. I'm just thinking, like, we are not going to be either way, the team is not going to be a well-rested team that has to go, again, win in MLS.
Well, and we don't know, like, what's going on with Campana, who went down injured. We don't know. God, our injury list is, like, crazy. I was looking at it earlier.
Every year.
Yeah, I mean, like, Bright's out until at least the end of May. Sergei's out till end of April. Robbie Taylor, early May. Robbie Robinson, it says mid-April, but I doubt he'll ever come back. Ian Frey, mid-May. Redondo, mid-May. And Farias out for the season. So
Mike V saying Tots already had those talks. He's not getting fired just based on comments made. He said if they lose Wednesday, focus on MLS. He might be saying that, but if they crash out and then he struggles, I don't necessarily think crashing out's enough. I think, Brand, you've changed your tune. Your original tune was if they crash out, he's out. Now you're saying crash out, hot seat. I do agree with your second statement. If he crashes out, because he's on hot seat.
The thing is, and the reason I think if he crashes out of CCC, I think the decision is made behind a closed door. But I don't think, because at this point in the season, like, if you fire him, you don't have any replacement. Like, and all the staff is people that he brought in outside of Javi, which,
well,
you know, like, I wouldn't really want him there again. So I think what'll happen is when they can get their guy, if it's Chavi or whoever it is, like, if that's who they want, then they go and get him when it's convenient for them, and they tell Tata, peace out, man.
I there's logic in your point. I'd also say if he comes off this, let's say we lose, and then we start winning in MLS, and we're returned to the top of the East, he'll keep his job.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a tall task.
It isn't. I don't think it is.
I think, like, it I'm is sorry. Because you're talking about in the beginning of the summer missing Messi for 8 games.
So potentially. Here's the thing. He has to just get to kind of the summer break. The other thing is, we just saw our C squad. Really a C squad. Like, none of these guys, the majority of them are not starters on any team in MLS. Hold an MLS team scoreless. Like, that's... Yeah,
the draws is not going to be enough to
keep... No, but my point is, that was our C squad. Even with Messi out and some guys out, if our B-plus squad starts playing together, they're going to win MLS matches in quite a few of them.
Yeah, and I think that's possible, but I also think that if he comes out of CCC, he has to win 2 of the 3 available trophies to keep his job in the offseason. He's got to win MLS Cup.
MLS Cup's enough.
Border Shield or Leagues Cup.
MLS Cup's enough.
It's not. It's not with this ownership group and not with Messi. If you come out of the season only winning 1 trophy, I'm telling you, that's a failed season.
Hold on. 2 different state conversations. Failed season is different than keeping your job. If he wins MLS Cup,
not for this team. Tata will not keep his job at that point.
If he wins MLS Cup, he keeps his job. I'd place money on that. If he wins MLS Cup, I think he's going to just win MLS Cup? No. I stated at the beginning of the season, I didn't think we'd win any trophies this year. And so far, I don't look wrong. But if you were to put a star on our crest, our first star, you keep your job.
I don't know.
Not a lot of coaches in any sport have been fired at the end of the season. They won the whole damn thing. 6 weeks into the next season. Yeah. Pretty sure Chelsea did that, but that season you get to keep your job.
We'll see. We'll see.
Joe, I'm agree with Joe. You can't fire him if he wins MLS Cup. Is he going to win it? No.
See, and should this is he where win I it? Disagree. So Joe says it would look awful. And so this is where I disagree, because you go out and you get the greatest player in the world right now and you win one trophy, I think that's saying like our bar is not one trophy. Our bar is higher than that.
But there's bar, minimum bar and expected bar. And they're not always the same thing. I think you're right. The expectation is two trophies. But I think the minimum, and by wait, not all trophies are equal. If he just wins League's Cup, I agree with you. If he had just won US Open Cup, not that we're in it, I agree with you.
I don't think he
makes it. He wins Supporter Shield. There's no way he's going to win Supporter Shield, so I'm not even have it entertain that thought.
Yeah.
If he win MLS Cup, because that's who Alex Winley said this. I think Alex Winley said this in the chat I was in recently, which said, there's only one trophy that puts a star on your crest. And that's worth a lot. Like, I can guarantee you the Moss brothers, if they have that star, they win it. They get to go to wherever we go and holds up that trophy. They're going to sell. They're not necessarily giving Tata extension, but he's keeping his job. But these are so far big ifs. It's almost silly to discuss it because it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Tata's not a good enough coach to coach us to winning a star.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. And he's one injury away, or two injuries away, I should say, because of
he's only one injury away.
Suarez or
no? Listen, this is only one. You know, we are one injury. It's one. It's a little guy. Suarez
can carry this team.
No, he can't.
In MLS, he can carry it.
No.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Hold on. Emotions aside, the facts say he can't. That what Messi facts? Is. The fact that when Messi's not here, we only can win 15% of the time. That's the facts.
I
agree with you. I'm not. This isn't a detraction of Suarez. You know, I am a convert of Suarez.
Right. And so my point in he can carry this team doesn't mean like we're going undefeated. But I think if you just have Suarez, I think you can. That's enough to make the playoffs in MLS. What happens once we get to the playoffs? Who knows? But
I think under a competent coach, you are 100% correct.
Well, under a competent coach, our B team should be
right. What yeah. Under Tata, I'm not going to say that's correct. There's just the facts don't prove the statement.
Oh,
ooh. Look who decided to show up.
Danny's here.
Danny, Suarez, you need to go watch my
this team to the playoffs. Thank you, Danny.
I don't know if you watched our last episode where I pulled out spreadsheets and did math, but the number we've seen as long as Tata's coach is if Messi's not on the pitch, there's only a 15% chance we're winning that game. So the math isn't there to say Suarez can carry us.
But see, the thing is and I agree with the numbers and I agree with the premise behind your spreadsheet before I offer this criticism. The sample size with Suarez is so much smaller that I would be interested to see maybe an update to that spreadsheet that told us how often he wins with just Suarez, because that may be the whole 15%, right?
That's fair. I will
plus it could be 10%. It could make up 90%.
I need to adjust Danny's comments. So Danny said Tata is an MLS Cup winner. He did it with Joseph. Joseph was the best striker of the year that year. Like hands down.
Suarez is prime on track to do that.
Not
Suarez has won man of the month twice now, hasn't he?
He's not Suarez is not on track, as far as I know, to set the new single season goal record Joseph scored that year.
But I don't think, but you don't need to set the singles.
I'm just goal saying, if you're saying he did it with Joseph,
Zlatan came in and I'm pretty sure after Joseph and came close to that record and they didn't win anything.
I'm just saying, if you're saying he did it with Joseph at that point, Joseph was amazing. Like that was a positive. Like you want to think
Joseph. Suarez has been amazing.
Is he the best striker in the league right now?
Name a striker that's better.
He's not winning. He's not at top of the Golden Boot right now.
Name a striker that's better.
I'm trying to find out who's currently at top of the Golden Boot race. Please hold.
You're not gonna like the answer.
Benteke.
Would you take Benteke or Suarez?
No, I'm just saying wanted an answer. Actually, both are five. Oh, Arango. I'll take Arango.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, just saying.
No, you wouldn't.
Actually, you know who's at the top of the top right now? Which is funny. It's Lewis Morgan.
Yeah. I know who it is. Lewis Morgan. God. Carranza. Carranza.
2024 Suarez is greater than 2018 Joseph.
We'll see. It's possible.
I don't think the samples, there's not enough evidence at this point to say that's a true statement. I don't become Mike's attacking Suarez. I'm just saying 2018 Joseph was a force to be reckoned with in this league. That's my point.
Okay. I would like to point out, though, that you're saying you would take Christian Arango over Suarez.
That was a joke. I was just trying to pick up names to piss you off.
Because Arango scored 6 goals, Suarez has scored 5.
5. I know.
So, just throwing that out there.
And they both have, I think they both have multi-goal games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Arango's got a hat trick. I think they're both are scoring.
Has one more assist as well. So,
yeah. Listen, I'm not saying anything against Suarez. I'm just saying the comment that was made
were subs. He was subbed on.
The comment that was made was Tata did it with Joseph. Like 2018 Joseph was really freaking good. You can't make it in a negative light that he had Joseph.
I don't think it was like in a negative light. I think he was saying he did it with Joseph. He could probably do it with Suarez. Is how I took it.
But they had a lot more. That was a very complete team he had in 2018. Ironically, I think some of them play for us now too.
Yeah, the ones that don't used to.
Yeah,
I'm looking at you, LGP. Before we wrap
Joseph
up,
Martinez had 31 goals that season.
I don't know what Suarez is on pace for, but it's on 31.
It's like 20. He's on pace for like 2022 right now.
Well, Joseph also didn't have to play in multiple competitions.
He did. He did play in multiple competitions. He had 35 goals.
U.S. Open Cup.
Just saying. He's not on pace yet. And again, not throwing shade at Suarez.
Mike V. He didn't do it with Messi. Tata out.
Hey. Actually, what's more impressive is that Tata did it with Brad Guzan as keeper. That alone actually is impressive.
Brad Guzan was a starter in the national team when he did that.
And he shouldn't have been.
Who else was ready at that point? Like, I don't like Brad Guzan, but I don't think we had any other choices.
Joseph Martinez was player of the week 4 times that season. Julian Gressel made team of the week multiple times.
Oh. Anyway. While we wrap up,
now you've got me reading all about the season.
He's gonna change his team, Danny.
Darlington Nagbe was on that team.
Yeah,
that was a good team. That was a good team.
Yeah, it was Almiron and Without Gressel and Almiron, though, Joseph doesn't have that season.
Without Gressel, let's just say this: if without Gressel and Alba, Suarez will not have a season either.
Well, I just made a comment, and now you're coming after Suarez. So let the record show Mike hates Suarez.
Oh, geez.
Luis, if you're listening to this, I've never said anything bad about you. I have a picture of you right here. If you want to sign it, just let me know. We can make it happen.
To be fair, I have a Suarez jersey. I would love to get signed, too. So
if I do have a Suarez jersey, you can sign as well. And if you sign mine, it'll make Mike cry.
You know, Danny, this most recent comment, I don't think it's true in this today's world anymore. I'm just throwing that out there. I have been compared to that dog and up multiple times.
Doug.
That's the dog's name,
right? Doug?
Doug, yeah, Doug.
No. But
squirrel.
Speaking of Mike when he's distracted, real quick before we wrap up,
this one we'd off like the wall to again. Just we go
throw
off
it up
the
here
so fast
because Mike V stopped by and hung out with Mike. Next home game I will be there. So you
can 420 come
by and say hi to me. Yeah, 420.
There is some talk on 420. We may move tailgate locations. We will share that out if it is.
We normally are.
This is our normal spot with our normal tent. Very easy to find. I don't think you can see my capris on in that picture, but there's some talk.
Take this?
I'm typically Tracy takes these photos.
Oh, because I see Joe. I don't see you.
I don't see me as well. Anyway, so there's some talk we may switch up for the 420 game. The other SGs have been asking to do something like a Unity type thing, but more to see on that one. I might even get in trouble with the fact that I mentioned it. But we'll let everyone know. But we always let people know ahead of time. Always tweet out where we're at. But yeah, definitely stop by. Like I said, Mike V got some drinks out of it. I think, Mike, did I give you a sticker? I was thinking about this on my run this morning. I'm like, I don't know if I gave Mike V some stickers.
You better have after you banned him.
Well, technically, this would have been before I banned him. But yeah, I don't know if I did. He'll have to stop by again if he doesn't. Nice. I know Mike V brought his kids. Unfortunately, TJ, well, honestly, it was kind of nice. But TJ wasn't with me for that one. But normally, we've got kids running around. And then Bay 13 comes out and does a nice spread if you want to buy into that. Oh, Mike will not be drinking. Got wasted last game. See, that's something. Stop by. Give you a couple shots of rum.
Mike, I say that every game.
Yeah. Oh.
No stickers.
No stickers. Damn it.
You couldn't even give it to the kids, Mike.
And I am really beating up on Mike V. No, I failed.
This is why they shouldn't even play games when I'm not available to be there.
The 420. Oh, the 5-4 game. The 5-4 game, we're going to be celebrating TJ's birthday. Ooh. I've already been informed that I'll be DD that day due to an unfortunate event 2 years ago when I wasn't DD on his birthday and prayed to a certain porcelain goddess. Anyway.
Ooh, I think I remember that night.
Yeah, I was pretty.
You were supposed to go someplace.
Yeah, I was in rough shape.
Yes, no capris. No capris, Mike.
Oh, don't walk away from the capris. They're so. The best part is, it wasn't just we were wearing the same style. They were the same brand, just two different colors.
That's wild. I've never seen anybody else wear them.
He walked up. I'm like, I like your. It was the same brand. It was amazing.
That's cool.
Europeans, yeah. Man.
You're not European.
I am. Many generations back.
Oh, well, all right. To each their own.
Yeah. Don't take away my heritage. It's not cool.
Anyway, on that note, thank you guys for listening. If you made it this long, please like, subscribe on YouTube. We hit a good mark. We hit 130 subscribers today. I didn't even get a chance to tell Mike that. So a bunch of you guys are listening. Make sure you hit the bell to get notifications when we're posting. Joe Kerr is killing it and throwing out shorts and stuff for us all throughout the day. So you get little bits and pieces of the show. Mike, any parting thoughts?
No, listen, the most important match, well, I would call it the second most important match in team history is happening Wednesday night. Unfortunately, it's 10:30 at night on the East Coast. But I'm excited. I'm scared. I'm excited. Let's go in there. Like this is what this team was built to do. And I know we've made a lot of kind of more of a negative comments on it, but listen, I want us to win. I hope we do. I'm excited to see us make it to pass this round. We can win. This is a winnable match. It'll be difficult.
If we win this match, in my opinion, this will be the biggest win in club history. Away to a Mexican powerhouse.
I know, but we got a trophy. We have a trophy win. That's the only thing that's
bigger than that. That was a fabricated tournament where we didn't even play away.
I'll tell you what. Then we got to go because I really got to go to bed.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
If we win, that is the first segment of the next show of what was this the biggest win or not.
We'll do a top five.
I'm in.
Well, top three. We've really only had three good games. But anyway, thank you guys. Good night. We will be back at you hopefully Thursday night, probably a later show. So yeah, thanks chat. You guys were great and fun and made it awesome as always. So,
and we learned I can't temporarily ban people. It really is pretty permanent. So
yeah, Mike learned by use a VPN to get back here. But yeah, thanks guys. And we will talk to you later this week.